ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu's Tourism Promotion Authority says it believes it's being targeted by, quote, coordinated inauthentic behaviour on its social media accounts. In the past 24 hours, hundreds of comments, many of them racist or overtly political, have been written on a variety of unrelated Vanuatu social media accounts. Our reporter Marla Damati has been following the story. Marla, what triggered this attack on Vanuatu's social media accounts and posts?
Given the timing and the nature of the attacks, it appears to have been the Vanuatu Prime Minister Bob Loffman's speech at this year's United Nations General Assembly at the weekend. The speech was given virtually and it was pre-recorded, as many of the leaders have done so because of COVID-19 travel restrictions. He spoke about various issues, including a call for debt forgiveness in light of COVID-19, but it was towards the end of his speech he brought up the issue of West Papua, where there's been long agitation for independence from Indonesia. Successive Vanuatu governments have thrown their support behind that independence movement, as we know, and it appears from this speech that the government of Mr. Loffman is maintaining that policy. Here he is.
We know these are widespread, there are widespread human rights violations happening all around us. And yet it seems the world is taking a selective approach to addressing this. In our region, the indigenous people of West Papua continue to suffer from human rights abuses. Last year, leaders from the Pacific Islands Forum respectfully called on the Indonesian government to allow the United Nations Office of the Human Rights Commissioner to visit West Papua Province. To date, there has been little progress on this front. I therefore call on the Indonesian government to please heed the previous call of Pacific leaders.
Now, that response has generated many angry comments, including on the UN's official YouTube video, where there were hundreds of comments in both English and in Indonesian. They also received a strong right of reply from Indonesia's UN representative, Silvani Austin Pasaribu.
It is shameful that this single country continues to have excessive and unhealthy obsession about how Indonesia should act or govern itself. Let me tell them, you are no representation of the people of Papua, and stop fantasizing of being one.
So Marla, what's happened since that exchange during the UN General Assembly?
Basically, what we have seen are hundreds of comments in both English and Indonesian on a range of Vanuatu social media accounts and posts, accounts ranging from Vanuatu's main tourism body to the Vanuatu Red Cross have had their posts targeted with comments about West Papua and Prime Minister Bob Loffman, and in some cases these accounts have posted some racist comments as well. One of the accounts is the Facebook and Instagram of Vanuatu's tourism office, where Nick Howitt is the communications manager. He says that he wasn't surprised by the hundreds of comments that they've been receiving. He says that while it's not very common, it has happened previously in Vanuatu when a Vanuatu leader or politician speaks out about the West Papua independence issue.
Yeah, it's a yearly occurrence. Every time a Vanuatu leader addresses the UN, this happens. Generally, just leave them.
Just leave
for,
them?
For a day or two. Yeah, because if you mass delete them, then they just get worse. The bot farms notice that you've deleted them and then they regenerate them. But most of our accounts are pretty tightly locked down. It varies from platform to platform what we can do. Instagram and so on, Facebook aren't particularly helpful. So we just try and do what we can do. But, you know, we're a democratic country, so we don't believe in locking people out. We welcome Indonesians as well. If our borders were open, Indonesians would be welcome to come as well. So, yeah, not really our policy to try and exclude people.
Now, I looked at many of these comments myself, but I had a specific look at one post by Vanuatu Island's Instagram page, which is used to promote tourism in Vanuatu. So the posts are generally beautiful photos celebrating culture or even stunning beaches in some respects. Now, this post was from late July, and it was a photo of kids posing for the camera with their faces painted. It was to celebrate Children's Day, in fact. But in the last 24 hours or so, it's had hundreds of new comments, again, some in English and others in Indonesian. Some are just outright racist and offensive swear words, whilst others are overtly political with comments like "leave our country alone" in reference to Indonesia, and even one that says "RIP Vanuatu." Now, many of the accounts posting these comments have little to no followers, or in some cases, they've got no posts themselves either, which could potentially mean they are bot accounts or have non-real users behind them. But it appears that in some cases, the comments are from real accounts and real people. Here's Nick Howlett's take on it.
Some of it is, yeah, I mean, it's what's known in the business as coordinated inauthentic behaviour, because it's not authentic to our account. It's not. It's something that's been generated from outside, and it doesn't at all reflect the normal kind of behaviour that happens.
That was Vanuatu Tourism Office Media Manager Nick Howlett there. Marla, has there been much of a reaction to this, and has Facebook or Instagram weighed in on it?
We've seen West Papuan activist and Indonesian human rights lawyer Veronica Koman condemn these accounts, describing them as spam or spamming. She wrote on Twitter, "Indonesian netizens or bots attack Vanuatu's Instagram account over West Papua row by being racist." Now look, this isn't the first time or the first incident where Indonesian bots or bot farms have been accused of commenting and spamming on posts. In October last year, Facebook announced that it had removed hundreds of pages and accounts from both Facebook and Instagram, of which more than 100 were in Indonesia, for what it's also called a coordinated inauthentic behavior, which is the same way that Nick Howlett described this latest incident as well. The company said at the time that the pages and accounts were posting, quote, domestic focused content about the Papua, West Papua region. Posts were both in English and Indonesian, again in this case, sharing content in both support of and criticizing the West Papua independence movement. Now, we've not been able to confirm with Facebook if it believes these latest comments are a part of such a network. I have reached out to the company for comment and to find out what, if any, action it will take. It also owns Instagram, where many of these posts have been made, but I am yet to receive a response.